This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg. Hey Sam, I've got this really, really great idea. And the thing is about this great idea is it keeps popping into my head. And I keep putting it to one side and then forgetting about it and it coming back and it coming into my head again thinking, oh, that's a really great idea, I need to do something about it. And it keeps popping into my head all the time. Have you had the same sort of experience?
Hi, Paul. Yes, absolutely. And it does happen with quite alarming frequency, the number of times I can forget and remember the same great idea.
Yeah, it sometimes feels like I'm being nagged by my subconscious that I've had this brilliant idea that I really need to do something about it, but there's just something stopping me from actually carrying out the act of physically doing it.
Mm.
And it's sometimes a little bit confusing as to why I haven't actually done it.
So have you had an experience like this recently that we can look at?
I mean, basically the idea about redesigning my website kept popping into my head, and I think what it boiled down to ultimately was that I hadn't actually worked out the solution to redesigning my own website or what I was going to do about it or how I was going to do it. So I knew that there was something that I wanted to do there. I knew that there was something that I was excited about and interested in. And occasionally I'd have an idea pop into my head saying, oh, this will be great, that'll be great, a picture here, a word there, you know, all these kind of, these great ideas were coming in. But I hadn't a solid solution to it. And I think that's why I kept putting it back on the shelf saying, no, not ready yet, not ready yet. That seems to be what was happening to me. It doesn't happen all the time. I mean, occasionally I'll have an idea, it comes into my head and... you know, I'm just being lazy, basically. I know how to do it. I know what the solution is. It's a bit like pushing the vacuum round. You know, there's this subconscious saying, go ahead, push the vacuum round. They go, no. It's too dull. It's too boring.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's just not the most important thing at that moment.
Exactly. Yeah. And it turns into then a case of, okay, is it on my priority list? Do I really, really need to do that right now? It's no, not really. So there's a couple of scenarios, basically. Ones that are good ideas that I just don't know how to do, and others that are sensible ideas that I just can't be bothered with right now.
Well,
so have you got any tips or suggestions?
Yeah, well, one of the things that's interesting, because I think we all probably can think of instances where we've had both of those kinds of ideas, and one of the areas that I tend to have what I think of as great ideas are with sort of story ideas or writing ideas, and it could sometimes even be, you know, a few lines of poetry that flow into my head, or you know, something that I want to write a short story about. And often, you know, I sort of get in the grip of the creative moment and have this great idea. And then if I haven't written it down on the spot, then I'll remember later that I had the great idea, but not what the great idea was,
yeah.
Which can be so totally frustrating that I actually decided one day that I had to have something in place. And I'm really quite fond of very pretty notebooks. So I have a whole stack of different coloured and covered notebooks, you know, in my stationery cupboard. And so I actually picked one that was really beautifully embroidered on the front, and that is now my ideas book. And so whenever any kind of story or writing idea comes up, I make sure that it goes down in that book. But it was first a matter of selecting that book and making it available, and then actually sort of forming the habit sort of accepting that it was important enough that when I did have those ideas, they needed to be written down in it straight away.
Right. So you actually took some time out to sort of invest some money and some thought into how you were going to record these little nuggets of ideas, these little treasure chests from your mind, to make it something that made it important to you, I guess.
Yeah, because writing them into a book that, you know, I was lucky I actually already had it in the cupboard, so I didn't even need to go out and procure it. I just needed to pick which of the books was going to be favoured with these ideas. And then because it was what I sort of felt was quite a special book, that, you know, special ideas could be written in there. And, you know, it's interesting sometimes going back to them, and I try and write quite a bit when I write an idea down, but don't necessarily always feel like I could do it the magic and the justice in the way that it sort of came together and gelled in my mind at the time of the idea, but that's another part of it altogether.
Yeah, I think sometimes those ideas that I have that seem like genius, and then in the cold light of day, I look at them again and think, oh my God, what was I thinking at the time? Was I drunk, or I don't know, or just not woken up properly? But yeah, sometimes occasionally I'll look back at an idea and think, nope, that is completely bonkers. Forget it.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the ideas that are not of that category, the ones that really are great ideas, one of the things that we've talked about before is a task or an activity that can be really helpful, and it actually came up in one of our first podcasts, which was the How to Calm a Racing Mind, I think, podcast that mm-hmm. sort of looked at insomnia and various things like that, was the idea of writing stream of consciousness. And
yes.
Just to kind of recap briefly, it was the idea that you put pen to paper, or if you want to use a whiteboard and marker and draw or do a mind map or whatever, you can do it any way you want to, but that for a minimum of 2 minutes and maybe even 5 minutes straight, you put pen to paper and you just write, and you don't lift that pen off until the time is up, sort of thing. And so the idea is that if you've got that idea but you're not quite sure how exactly to implement it, then that gives you the chance to put on paper all of the things that you may have sort of unconsciously or consciously ruled out as not possible or not feasible or not good enough, but it gives you a chance to air them, and that might actually open the door to the real solution that's going to be perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely helps when you come back to it to allow your subconscious to provide almost like a fresh look at the idea to help it and encourage it to come up with a solution that you're looking for. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, that quite often an idea will come up, but I don't know how to fix it. So as long as I keep track that, you know, that was a great idea, it is something I want to keep considering. But just, you know, make sure that I have it somewhere, either on a notepad or, I mean, I use Google Tasks because I'm a tech freak. it keeps popping up and saying, this is a really good idea. You know, what do you want to do about it now? It keeps coming back, and eventually I'll have that idea come back to me again, and it will come along with a solution as well. And once you've implemented the solution, you've done it, you sit back, you bask in your own brilliance. And then you think, well, why did that take so long? And it takes a while to remember that it took so long because you didn't have the solution when you first thought of that great idea.
Yeah.
So it did take some time to mature and sort of ferment in your brain.
Exactly. I kind of call that mulling it over, or I sort of let things simmer a little bit. And often that means you end up getting some kind of solution that is either at the perfect timing or is just that little bit better than if you tried to rush ahead and push and force yourself to act on it, you know, when the idea first came up.
Actually, timing, which you just mentioned, is another brilliant one, because quite often when you have a great idea, there's something else that isn't quite necessarily ready for you to launch, you know, a full attack on that notion. And sometimes it can be you've met up with a friend or a new colleague or somebody new that's entered in your life, and that they can actually provide some kind of a solution or part of a solution to that idea that you have.
Absolutely.
So just because it pops up and you haven't quite done the action yet, maybe just the time isn't right too.
Definitely. And if you're sort of still stuck for solutions, one of the other things that I know sometimes this can be helpful in coaching sessions as well, is the question of, well, if this was the idea that your best friend had talked to you about, what would you advise them to do, or what would you sort of suggest for them to do as first step? And sometimes just sort of taking yourself almost out of the picture for a second and coming at it from another angle can really help to get those kind of creative ideas flowing.
So can you just elaborate a little bit? Because I think that if people aren't quite so familiar with sort of the coaching techniques that you just mentioned there, Can you give us a sort of maybe a pretend example of how that would work on a particular scenario or something like that?
Yeah, well, let's work with your website, actually, because you were talking about the fact that you've redone that. And so if you'd come along and said, you know, I've been meaning to do this for ages and I keep having the idea that I've got to do it and I just don't know how to go about it, then the question would be, so if your best friend came to you and said that he wanted to redo the website for his business, what would be some of the things that you'd talk to him about?
Right. Okay. So basically, if my friend wanted to redo the website, then they would ask me, okay, what's the first thing you want people to see? What is it you are actually trying to capture people's imagination with? Mm. And which is basically what happened ultimately in the end. because I was trying to be all clever and have loads of description and loads of, you know, what coaching is and what coaching isn't and all those kinds of things. And actually, what I decided upon, which was quite radical for me, I guess, was actually if I'm trying to sell coaching, what I'm actually selling is myself as a person, who I am and what I do and what my beliefs are and then later on what kind of coaching I do.
Mm.
So I actually ended up having my front page as about me, which sounds quite egotistical, but it basically solves the problem as to what people want when they come to a coach. They want to know about the person.
Yeah.
They already have roughly an idea what coaching is, and there's more information on the website if you are interested in that. But the thing that differentiates me from any other coach is me.
Absolutely. And it is all about, like all business really, about relationships, and that's a fundamentally important part of it.
So yes, so hopefully that's made it a little bit more clear of how you would think about things slightly differently.
Absolutely.
By putting your feet in somebody else's shoes, I guess.
Yeah, and it's funny because one of the other areas where this kind of experience comes up for me a lot is actually not just with great ideas and things that I want to do, but specifically with things that I'm putting off or avoiding doing for whatever reason. And it's funny because I can put it off and I do actually forget about it totally for maybe a day or maybe an hour or two or whatever, but it will always come up. And every time it comes up again, it's heavier and it's harder and it's sort of more demotivating. And so it's funny that sometimes I recognize that and I just take action on it and get it sorted, because they say that starting is half the effort. And I really, really have proved that to myself multiple times over the last sort of year or so. But the other times are that it can build up to a point where it gets so terrible and heavy that I just can't stand it anymore and I have to do something about it. And I had an experience about that yesterday, and I finally sort of managed to move all of my webmail business email folders into Outlook and have them on my PC so I can actually back them up and store them and that sort of thing. And that's been bugging me for months. So I was really relieved to get that done.
And once you had done it, was it actually that difficult and that hard, or?
No, well, it was funny. It was almost in the desperation of, oh, you know, I really can't let this go on any longer, that the solution came to me. And it was a bit time consuming, but it was very, very simple, really. And I didn't need to call technical support or have lengthy phone conversations with people who told me it wasn't possible or any of those sorts of things. I actually just got on and did it by myself without any assistance, and now it's done and I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Brilliant. Pat on the back for you.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, we're just about out of time, so we've just got enough time to say, well, we'll put a link onto the website for this podcast, linking back to the original one that we also mentioned about some of the techniques that you can use, so you can have a listen to that as well.
Yeah.
But do post a comment on this podcast on the website or on iTunes, just letting us know what's the idea that keeps popping up into your head that you haven't quite put into action yet, but it's there bubbling away. Let us know what it is.
And you know what? We have to confess our one as well, because you and I have had that sort of radio idea bubbling away for months now.
Indeed we have. So if you know anybody that also works in radio, let us know, because we'd like to talk to them quite seriously. All right, thanks ever so much, Sam.
Thanks.
You take care, and I'll speak to you very soon.
Ta. just to summarise for our listeners, today we've talked about those ideas that keep popping up time and time again that you always forget. And one of the first things to do is to notice whether it's a positive thing, something you're quite interested in, or whether it's one of those things you keep avoiding and putting off because you really just don't want to do it. There can also be the element of whether the timing's not just quite right. So just be aware of those things. And really, the key here is to actually write down the ideas or record them in whatever format's important to you or that works for you so that you've got them somewhere and you can always come back to them later. And whether it's using something like a stream of consciousness to help you sort out how you can tackle it and find that first baby step that you need to take, or whether it's sort of asking yourself the question of, well, what would I tell my best friend to do in this situation, it can really help you to stimulate some of the ideas. So when you've got one of those great ideas that keeps popping up, next time just take a little note of it and see where you get to in the next few weeks. Enjoy.